I'm Laura Winters. Fresh off the fourth GOP debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa earlier this week, Nikki Haley back in Iowa Friday campaigning in Sioux City, saying she just needs to have a good showing there. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, whose campaign has yet to catch fire with voters, says he has no plan of dropping out of the race at this time and is focusing his efforts on campaigning in Michigan. Now, looking at some of the recent polling in New Hampshire ahead of the GOP primary there, a CNN survey finds Christie in third place with 14% of the vote, Nikki Haley at 20%, and former President Trump with 42% of the vote as it stands right now. Most political analysts and observers say that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis won the fourth debate in Alabama, garnering the most applause in the audience, but his campaign is also struggling. The latest now on one of the lawsuits involving former President Trump. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as those lawsuits move forward. I'm John Schaefer.
In other news, award-winning actor Ryan O'Neal has passed at the age of 82, his son Patrick confirming the news on social media, writing, "My dad passed away peacefully today with his loving team by his side, supporting him and loving him as he would us. He is a Hollywood legend, full stop." His son also speaking of his dad's relationship with Charlie's Angel star Farrah Fawcett, who died back in 2009 at the age of 62 from cancer. "Ryan never bragged," he writes, "but he has bragging rights in heaven, especially when it comes to Farrah. Everyone had the poster. He had the real McCoy, and now they meet again." This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The very latest now on Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, targeting terrorists in the town of Khan Yunis. The Biden administration continuing to support the Jewish state. At the United Nations, the U.S. facing some criticism from groups like Doctors Without Borders for vetoing the U.N. ceasefire resolution. Now, this resolution had 13 members voting for it, the U.S. against it, and the U.K. abstaining. Robert Wood, the Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, saying the U.S. opposes this resolution because it does not contain language condemning the Hamas terrorist attack back on October 7th.
While the United States strongly supports a durable peace in which both Israelis and Palestinians can live in peace and security, we do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire. Because Hamas has no desire to see a durable peace.
Hamas terrorists slaughtering more than 1,200 Israelis at the music festival and at area kibbutzes back on October 7th. In other news, the eight-day Jewish holiday of Hanukkah ongoing, and in Detroit, pro-Palestinian protesters try to drown out the powerful words of a young Israeli woman speaking at a Hanukkah celebration. Her mother had just been released by Hamas, her father still being held by terrorists in Gaza. As she speaks, the demonstrators shouting over her, "Cease fire now." And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.